It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Happy New Year to all of you from us. We are back live after a much needed, what do we have, like 10 days off? Something
like
that?
It
was 12.
It
was 12.
Awesome.
It was nice. My apologies. I was wrong.
Yeah, it's a good break.
I had a bunch of people asking me yesterday. They're like, man, are you excited to get back? I'm like, yeah, I'm so excited. It was nice getting paid to not
yeah,
do work.
I know, right?
Isn't that nice?
Josh,
it was
time,
nice
right?
getting paid yeah. to not do work.
That PTO is pretty nice
PTO's
stuff,
PTO's not
it,
a bad thing to have.
Welcome to the world of PTO, buddy.
It's like, that is not the worst thing in the world.
Wait a minute, I got paid this whole time?
It was
this
nice.
This is great.
This is the best thing ever.
Not really working, nice. Get paid more often.
great.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, we're back at it. We didn't decide to wait till Monday. Uh-uh.
Overachievers.
Overachievers right here. The mm-hmm. second, let's get at after it. Let's get her done. We're going to dive into a trending report. Katie, I know you've got some local stuff you want to catch people up on.
Oh, yeah. And we all know how great Red Rocks is, right?
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 Yes.
Well, everybody seems to get this as well because Red Rocks has been voted the number two venue in the nation. This is great. It's behind Madison Square Garden only, which is a tough venue to be, right?
We're number two.
The iconic. Worldwide, we come in at number four. So this is really good news for Red Rocks.
Yeah, that's
I
neat.
Did not catch a show there this year. And I'm bummed. I usually always catch a show up in Morrison. But I
haven't
did
been
go,
to a show up there in a long time.
I went to see the sunrise at Red Rocks this year. I went hiking at Red Rocks. So I did go up there a few times, but not to see a show. But still one of my favorite places on the planet to see one.
It really is. I almost like the movie On the Rocks better than the shows there. Like, I've seen a lot of good shows there, but the movie On the Rocks is a really cool event. They always, you know, during the summer, obviously, they come out and choose a movie, and then you go and watch a movie on a big screen there. I love that. I think that's really fun.
You know, I don't get the people who were born and raised and never been to Red Rocks, and then they wear it like a badge of honor, right? Like, oh, I've never been there. I've been born and raised
out.
Here. I can't believe those people.
Schmuck.
You need to make a trip. It's very close and totally worth it.
Go get some exercise. I do like running the stairs up there. We'll run, you know, the side ones that get you to the top.
Yeah.
And then we'll do the thing where we go back and forth along all of the rows.
Oh, the rows?
Yeah, so we'll run the rows all the way down. It's such a good workout.
Yeah, I've never done that.
And it's so high, like you want to die when you're done.
I just walk up to Red Rocks and call that my workout.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, hiking it is pretty extreme already.
It is.
So I can't imagine running
the
stairs.
Well, high five to Red Rocks.
Yay, Red Rocks! We also want to talk a little bit about a musical coming to our area. And I think you guys would even be intrigued about this one, even though it does involve singing. Back to the Future, the Broadway musical. Yeah. Who's in?
I'm in.
Right? It's coming to the Buell Theater. It opens January 22nd. And it's really neat because they're going to have a lot of the storyline focus on the movie, the original movie that came out in the 80s. But there's going to be like two different timelines going on within the musical.
There it is. That's not it.
That's not it at all.
Hold on.
We're going to get to it. But
we're not. Why is it? It disappeared from the last time I played.
What? Did you delete it on accident?
I might have deleted it.
Oh, gosh.
I thought I just hit end. That's funny.
It's all good, though.
Continue with your story.
Just pretend.
So
just ignore that just happened.
Back to the Future. Let's go back in time and do it again.
How about that?
But January 22nd. And I've just always been such a huge fan of that series, that entire movie series. So, yeah, it's going to be really neat to see it. Did you find it now?
I didn't delete it.
Okay. Yay!
There it is.
Jumping gigawatts! Great Scott!
Doc! There we go.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
That's all you get.
That's all. Well,
I love
God,
it.
I'm so glad we waited for that little bit. But
welcome.
Again, January 22nd.
This is why we came
Buell
back on the
Theater.
Second.
Mm-hmm.
Work out all the
kinks. To do
this
kind of radio magic.
Hey, and I heard your friend who's looking to make some money off the Broncos record might actually make some cha-ching there because the Chiefs are not going to play the starters in their upcoming game. And so the Broncos have a chance to win it. They also could clinch a playoff spot for the first time in 9 years. With this win coming up. And you tell us a little bit about this bet that your friend has.
I feel like I've talked about it quite a bit, but it's going to be new to somebody.
It's a big deal, man.
It is a big deal. I'm so impressed with myself. At the beginning of the season, before we played any games, I was hanging with my buddy at his house, and I said, put a bet down that the Broncos will win 10 games. Exactly 10 games. He's a big online bettor, and he's like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I went into this whole thing about Bo Nix, and he's going to have the passion, and he's going to want to prove himself. You know, I was really selling it.
Chip on his shoulder.
Well, which, by the way, at the beginning of the season, every expert, quote-unquote expert, was saying the Broncos are going to win 3 to 5 games. So when you come out at the beginning of the season and say 10.
You need Jer on sports. You need an outsider's perspective on this. And I said, they're going to win 10 games because he's going to want to come in and prove himself. He's like, whatever, I'll put $50 down. So he did throw $50 down that the Broncos would win exactly 10 games. And guess where we're sitting for Sunday, you guys?
This is
if they win 10 games.
This will be the first Broncos game you'll probably watch start to finish.
I know.
We have already planned. I'm going over to his house. I actually have a selfie from the day that he made the bet. And we're going to wear the exact same shirts. We're going to set the table exactly the same because we had some cocktails on there.
Yeah.
We're going to do that. We'll have some chips and dip on there, which is what we had. And we're going
to
set the scene, and he could walk away with $750.
Yeah.
Dude, he owes you a dinner or something. I mean,
that's what I told
on.
Him. I was like, dude, this was my idea.
I know.
Yeah.
You owe
this
me
was
something.
Me. You owe me a
that
steak
is
dinner.
So, can I just say how sad it is that we're all like, the Chiefs aren't playing the starters, so the Broncos actually have a chance.
There
like,
is that.
That's so sad.
I mean, they have Patrick Mahomes, so I'm not,
I know,
you know what I mean? It's not that sad.
It's
anybody
sad.
Else going up against them would
it's
probably feel
sad.
The same
yeah.
way. But yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Steak
yeah.
dinner
good luck
right
to
now,
your
this.
Friend, though.
Good luck,
thanks,
man.
Really
keep us updated. Seriously, yeah. Let us
big
know
deal. I might switch stations and go over to that altitude station and start talking sports.
You probably should. You probably should.
They need the normal guy's perspective. Who doesn't follow points and stats, but just sees things from a different perspective. You know?
You know what? When you go over there, you just make sure you work in Omaha every chance you get, okay?
Omaha!
Could you do that for me? There you go.
Why does it have to do with anything?
Just shout it.
This
yeah,
coming
know.
From the guy who went to the Nuggets game last night, and they were playing Atlanta, and my wife didn't know. So on the way down, she's like, who are we playing? And I go, oh, the Atlanta Falcons.
So close. Same bird. Bird species. You were
she's
so
like,
close.
No, it's Atlanta something else.
Do you still know?
It's the Hawks.
Okay, good. I was going to say.
But in my sports mind, they were playing the Falcons
you know
last
close
night
enough.
At Ball Arena.
It's like the Parakeets.
Close. Oh, my.
Sparrows. Oh, Jer on sports. For all the little human baby childs being born, as of yesterday, you are now part of Gen Beta, officially beginning on January 1st through 2035. It is going to be Gen Beta. It's going to constitute 16% of the global population by 2035.
Oh, my
The
gosh.
Beta babies are going to experience autonomous transportation, wearable health technology, and immersive virtual environments as a standard part of their life come
that
to future.
Sucks.
Isn't that crazy?
That's
and
nuts.
They're the generation that is going to see the year 2100.
Oh.
If you do the math.
Holy cow.
Yeah, yeah. They will.
That's wild.
Gen
I gotta be 105.
The bar's been set real, real high there, Gen Beta. You need to beat Skibbity and Riz. So good luck with that.
So that's probably what I guess my kids could be, essentially.
Yeah.
If I
ever
luck
out
and find a woman.
Yeah.
Well, before 2039, let's hope I have kids before then.
I know your record with the ladies. So.
Jeez, man. Good lord. Generation Beta, though, that sounds so beta. Yeah. Like weak.
So robotic.
That sounds boring.
Yeah,
right?
Well, if you're a beta, that's like you're not a tough person. I'm like Generation Beta.
Not like us Gen Xers.
I know. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. All right. That's right.
Okay, good
Gen
to know.
X.
That's, I'm
Sounds
making
strong.
A note. Good to know.
So DIA is in the news because, according to this story, they went through 120 million rolls of toilet paper last year.
That's a lot.
Think of that number. 120
that's
million
so
rolls.
Much wiping.
That's so much wiping.
So much. Well, you guys don't have to do half that we do, so it seems
right.
like a lot to you because
you, know
you don't have
that's
to
true.
Do it as often.
That's true.
You know?
You just got to air dry, Katie. You got to
no,
air dry.
No, you can't air dry.
You just got to shake.
Get an infection.
Okay.
You can't.
TMI. TMI. So they also used 775,000 gallons of filtered water for water bottle refills. So that's kind of good if you think about all the plastic that's disposed of. Almost 800,000 gallons of water were put back into water bottles, so that's good. Earbuds were lost a lot. Over 2,600 earbuds were turned into the lost and found at DIA last year. There's an elevator there that did 572,000 trips up and down by
wow.
the end of the year.
Gosh.
Lube it up.
Well, I wonder how many times those escalators roll over. Because those things.
Those
I mean,
walking.
Constant,
those
well,
moving
not
walkways.
Right out of security where they
oh,
go
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
But also the walkways, too. I mean, those have. You've probably covered around the globe like three times.
I'm like, watch out. Here
Katie's
I come.
The adult.
It's like super speed.
I know. I love running on
magic
those things.
You're like a child.
My favorite. It's like,
Katie's checking
move out
the people.
Way.
Get out of the way.
Katie coming
Get
through.
Get to the right.
Where's the pierogies?
On your left.
On
Where's
your
the
left.
Cinnabon?
Where's the Cinnabon?
They surveyed a bunch of Americans to see how they felt about 2024, and I guess it gave them a score of 6.1 out of 10. Generally, the consensus was meh. When it came to 2024, which is a lot like my Christmas break.
I was kind of reflecting on 2024. I liked my year.
Did you?
I had a good year.
It was fine.
It's I was,
nothing insane really happened.
Having a good time.
I'm
trying to think.
Mine was just like fight
was
or flight. The whole like last six months was like go.
My summer vacation was
fine.
Good. I love
it
going
flew
to Moab.
By. That's the thing. Like I was thinking about things that happened last February, and I was like, that seems so much more recent.
Why did you have a little smirk and a twinkle in your eye when you said my 2024 was pretty good? What
I
was
had a
the
good
smirk and the twinkle for?
I had a good 2024. I just met a lot of new people.
There I had a good time. Met a lot of new people.
It was fun. It was good. It was a good 20. I mean, like I was looking back, I was like, I actually had a pretty.
You
good
had a twinkle in your eye, buddy. You looked at me and
is
like
that
I
what
wanted.
We're calling
I felt like there was a wink.
I had a good
just
year.
Just shy of a wink.
It
like
started good. It ended good. It was a good year.
Hey,
it was a good year.
Different names,
year.
But hey,
it doesn't matter to me. It all works the same.
So seductive.
So seductive.
I love that. That is that little drop.
That is your life.
It's pretty good.
It was funny.
2024 is pretty
Here's
good.
Josh 2025. In the house. Yeah.
Were you on your phone a lot last year? This is the average American spent about 5 hours and 1 minute daily on their phone. Start adding all that up. Beep, boop, bop, boop, beep. 76 days over the year or 2.5 months on your phone in 2024. That's some perspective.
That
That's up there
me.
With the 120 million toilet paper rolls.
That affects me. Yeah, I got
it.
I'm
it affects
to lower
all
it.
Of us, man.
It. Do you guys ever check your screen time on your phone? You can. Nah. I mean, it tells you right there.
I know. I don't. Sometimes I do, but that's usually when I know I haven't been on it a lot.
I'm gonna see
like,
what I'm at right
I
now.
I want to see how many minutes I haven't been on my phone.
I'm at 47 minutes. Altogether.
That's not too bad.
Look, I've been up since 4:15 this morning,
yeah,
so
that's not
terrible.
Yeah. What
right?
else is going on?
It's
anything
3 minutes,
say, yeah.
only 3 minutes of productivity, though. 31 minutes of social.
Yeah, chatting with the ladies.
Uh-huh.
Let's
it.
Make 2025 like 2024.
I'm trying.
I'm going to jump to clickbait because I do want to talk about this guy. Find it on our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB. I love these kind of stories because I'm a toy collector and so is Josh.
Mm-hmm.
This local guy, I think he's a Littleton guy, he's going to be selling off his Star Wars collection of toys and memorabilia. He's got 5,000 pieces of Star Wars junk. And he's expecting to get about $7 million from it all.
Jeez.
See, that's like my heaven. I saw some pictures of it. I would love to just go walk and peruse through everything. Like,
yeah.
I just want to see everything that he has because that's like, he has the original stuff. Those are the
stuff
original
stuff in the
70s, toys.
80s. Yeah,
yeah, 70s, 80s. Like, I got all the remakes in the 90s and 2000s. So, like, seeing the originals,
mm-hmm.
I,
it's pretty
that's
neat, isn't it?
Really, really
I have
cool,
some of
man.
The old stuff, too, and I have some of the boxes from the old stuff.
You've showed me some of the stuff you have, and you've
pretty
seen
cool.
my reaction. I'm like,
it's not
$7
million
dollars
worth.
No, but you could make a pretty penny off
not
that stuff.
Too
man.
Bad,
Excuse
Katie.
Me. Sorry to break up this nerd.
Hey, come on now.
Man, you got.
You'd be surprised how many girls like
oh
that nerdy
gosh.
Stuff.
Yeah, girls love this.
Oh, yeah. Do they?
Girls
they
love $7 million, too.
Yeah,
this
they
guy's
do love that.
Get.
But if
so,
you're...
suck it, Katie.
He's cool now.
He is cool
now. He's
been
a nerd his whole life, yeah. but...
Yeah, he's been collecting for 32
he?
Years. He's up 30. There.
Okay.
Is he single?
I
don't
know, right?
After he sells the stuff, Katie.
Get on
After
it. You're a famous
stuff.
Radio person now. Get on
right?
it. Call him.
Then play that again.
You're like, show
uh-huh.
me your
uh-huh.
Yoda.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Show me your Wookiee.
Is that a lightsaber
oh
in your
gosh.
Pocket?
The Rise of Skywalker?
Check it out. You can actually see the video, Josh, where he walks through and shows you the entire collection. It's on
Sick.
Our Facebook. Search Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.